Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Now, the one thing that I have found, we were talking about storage. Tomatoes seem to keep better not in the refrigerator. They keep better on your windowsill if they're not quite ripe, but keep them out of the direct sun if they are well matured. In the refrigerator, they don't seem to last as long. I always keep some in so that when I use them, I'll have them cold for the salad or if I'm going to make a sandwich. But they'll keep better on your countertop than they will. And if you can keep them cool but not cold, like the refrigerator is cold, they will last longer. Cucumbers should be kept in refrigerator. Things like cauliflower, broccoli, spinach, lettuce definitely should be kept cool. And then all of your winter storage things like potatoes and squash should be kept in a cool basement. If you have a partially heated garage, they'll be okay. But if your garage is all by itself, not attached to the house, does not get any southern direct light coming in through the glass of your doors, then they will freeze and they won't be any good. So they should go in your basement for the best storage. Now, this time of the year, if you have Japanese bamboo, look at it carefully. If there are no signs of flower buds, cut them to the ground. That will burn off all of the energy that the plant has. Within a two-week period, your Japanese bamboo will make all kinds of new growth. And along with that new growth will be flower buds. When your bamboo has white blossoms that are opening on the plant, hit the plant with Cleanup, Roundup, or Kills All. Two applications about a week apart. And if you can do that, you will kill 75% of the bamboo. The reason is, when your bamboo is in blossom, the energy that's normally in the ground has been sent to the top of the plant to make flowers that will make seed, that will make new plants. So when you put a weed killer like Roundup, Cleanup, or Kills All on the foliage, there is nothing in its way to go down to the root system and kill the plant. And believe me, when it's in bloom, the result is incredible. So don't put up with the bamboo. White blossoms, attack. Go for the throat, and let's kill the Japanese bamboo. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Karen from Cape Cod with a question about hydrangeas.
Hey, Karen, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. I feel like you're an old friend. Actually,
thank you.
You went to UMass and so did I. So even though we didn't know each other then, I kind of picture you off in the fields working. Anyway, you've had a couple of questions about hydrangeas today, but none of them have answered my question. I have a lace cap, two or three of them actually, and originally they had great blossoms, but I know last fall they were cut back at the wrong time. So the result was exactly what you predicted, no flowers. Wonderful foliage, the plant itself looks beautiful, but what I want to know is your website says that I should cut back after the blooming period, right around now, I think. And if there is no blooming, what should I do? Should I cut back anyway as if there were blossoms? Or what should I do to make sure that I have flowers next year?
Okay. At this time of the year, what I suggest you do is, if you have any kind of blue hydrangea, either the ball or the lace cap, and they're getting to be too tall, then you would cut back any of the non-blooming branches to also encourage additional new growth to form on the plant, because the newer varieties like Twist and Shout and Blushing Bride and all of your new varieties of blue, they will continue to make new growth right up until frost, and on that new growth is where your flower buds are. So you cut yours last year. It's making all kinds of new growth now, and during the month of August and September is when the hydrangea is making the buds for the following year. So if they're not real tall, leave them alone. Give them a good application, of Holly Tone fertilizer, and they will flower like crazy for you next June, July, August, and September. But because you cut them back real hard last year, you may have done it too late, and you may have removed a lot of the flower buds. And if they are the older varieties, the one called Nico Blue, which is the original hydrangea, Nico Blue will only make blossoms on the new growth made in the spring that develops from old wood. So what happens is, in the spring, your hydrangea looks like it's all dead. And you have to be very patient and wait. Anything that comes out of the ground will bloom the following year. Any new growth that comes off of the dead-looking sticks will bloom that year. So it only blooms on old wood. Your newer varieties, Endless Summer, Blushing Bride, Twist and Shout, and so forth, they bloom on old wood and new wood. So you must have one of the older varieties. Feed it, leave it alone, and next year you'll have all the flowers that you want. Timely, great question. Thank you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Tom from New Hampshire with a question about, I believe I'm saying this one right, Nanking cherry bushes.
Okay. Tom, good morning. Tell me what's happening to your tree.
Yes, good morning, Paul. I had a couple questions. I have 8 different Nanking cherries. They're all the same type, but they're growing unevenly. And in the spring, they get sort of like a, looks like a blight. I don't know if it's that, if it's that or not. They get brown on some of the branches and they die back. And I don't necessarily get little cherries on those bushes, but the other ones I do. So I guess I was wondering if that's like an insect. And also, in order to even them up a little bit, when would be the best time to prune those back? And I just had one more question. I wanted to plant a perennial garden. Is it proper to plant them as seeds in the fall and then just sow them in the fall and then they'll come up in the spring?
Okay, Tom, why don't you hold on a second? We're coming up on the break. When we come back, we'll talk more about your cherries in your perennial garden. Okay? Don't go away. Just sit right there. We'll be right with you. Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram.
Of all the enjoyment gardening brings, we're guessing that feeding the local bug population is not on the list. To protect your fruits and vegetables in a way that fits your life, try Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It's a ready-to-spray alternative solution using naturally derived non-synthetic active ingredients that can be sprayed up to a day before harvest and is still effective at controlling listed insects. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Not sure what's causing brown patches in your lush green lawn? Chances are, it's a fungus, which can quickly turn your green lawn into a diseased disaster. Relax, cure, and protect your lawn with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. One single application of granules or the ready-to-spray formula protects your lawn for up to 30 days. Take back your lawn with Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Bugs and weeds got you down this year? How would you like to save on the products to do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertilome Killzall to replace Roundup. Twice as strong and half the price. Fertilome Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub. Half the price and a big savings. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertilome.com. That's FERTILOME.com for a dealer near you.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Tom about some plants that are having a problem. Now, Tom, your tree, it makes new growth, and is it the new growth that starts to turn brown, wilt, and die, or does it happen during the summer?
No, it's pretty much in the spring, so I'm guessing it may be more of the new growth.
Okay. Then what I would do is, on the plants that have this problem, you probably have a borer that is attacking that plant. So what I would do is this. Buy a product called Tree and Shrub. It's made by Fertilome, it's made by Bonide, and it's also available by Ortho. And what you want to do is apply it to those plants right now. And what you do is you measure the circumference of the trunk of your plant. So if your stem, for example, is an inch in diameter and you put a tape measure around it, you're going to be roughly 3.5 inches circumference. And what you need is 1 ounce per inch of circumference to be put into the soil. So measure the trunk of your tree, get the circumference, and then get a gallon of water, and let's say the circumference is 5 inches. Then what you need to do is to put 5 ounces of Tree and Shrub in a gallon of water, slowly pour it around the base of the plant. The root system will absorb it. It will go inside that plant and will stay in there for 1 year. And it will kill the borer that's in there now. And in the spring, if there are eggs in the plant, and most likely there are, when the egg hatches and the borer begins to feed, bang, it will kill them. But because it's a systemic, it will also be inside any fruit that forms on that plant. So take a piece of ribbon, tie it to the tree, and that way you know which trees you have treated with the product. If any fruit does form, pull or cut and remove that so that nobody will harvest the fruit or the birds will not eat it and hurt them. And the following year, your plant should be okay. You need to break the cycle. And by putting a systemic in the plant that does not wash off with the rain and lasts for a year, that will prevent this cycle from continuing. So do that. Now, as far as pruning, the best time is when the plant is dormant. So before the foliage begins to develop on the plant. So in mid to late March, if we have a nice spring, if not during April, before the new growth and the blossoming cycle begins, would be the best time. Now, perennials. The fall is the time that all of your greenhouses and garden centers start perennials for the following year. So, most garden centers don't have seed, so you'll have to go through a seed catalog to get seeds for perennials. Go to my website, paulparent.com, click on seed catalogs, and there's 60 different companies that we have built a link to, and you can go through their catalogs on the internet, order your seed now, and then plant them, and you'll be ahead of the game for next spring. Thank you.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
So the problem I ask you to take care of.
Hey, forget about it.
And the mealybug that ruined my prized azaleas.
Made him an offer he couldn't refuse.
And the fruit flies.
Tonight, they sleep with the fishes.
Hit 'em hard, hit 'em first with Pure Spray Green, the all-in-one organic pesticide that actually works on flowers, fruits, vegetables, shrubs, and trees, both indoors and out. Pure Spray Green from the makers of Clear Choice. Find your nearest retailer at todaysclearchoice.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent God Club, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Susan from Mass with a question about daylilies.
Susan, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
I actually have three quick questions, if that's okay. The
sure.
First one is about daylilies. I had a bed of daylilies, the orange, sort of the typical orange type. They're quite abundant, a big bed, sits sort of in front of some lilacs. And in the last few years, I've noticed that I get very few flowers, less and less each year. And I was wondering what I can do to kind of boost that and get back to my a big amount of flowers each year. The second question is right nearby in my perennial garden, my white irises are sort of taking over. A lot of foliage, not as much in terms of the flowers, but I was wondering when is the best time to dig them up and cut them, the amount in half. The third question is there a way to supplement the soil and slightly change the color of your hydrangeas?
Okay. Now, on your hydrangea, the only ones that you can change the color are the pink or the blue.
Okay.
Okay, the white cannot be changed. They will always stay white.
Right.
So, if you want to make them deeper blue, then you would add an acid fertilizer.
Okay.
And that will make them deeper blue. If you want to make them more on the pink side, then you add, excuse me, either wood ash or limestone.
Okay, good.
Okay, and do that spring and fall.
Okay,
and that
very
will help
good.
With that.
Okay.
Now, what type of iris do you have? The one that's a tuber, or is it a clump type?
I think it's more of the clump type, and they are sort of the very delicate looking flower.
Okay, and it's a
clump,
very
not as much the tubers.
It's a very thin foliage, almost grassy.
Yes, but mine are
okay.
getting ridiculously big.
Okay, the thing that happens with that type of iris is when you originally planted it, you put in a clump.
Right.
And that clump got larger. And as it got larger, the center or the older plants began to die. So if you look at your bed closely, you probably have a lot of dead spots in there. And usually around September 1st, once all this heat begins to go away and we get more rain, then dig them all up. Clean out the whole bed. Recondition your soil with some compost, cow manure, seaweed. If your soil is sandy, there's a company called Black Gold, and what they sell is something called koi, and it's cocoa fiber. And you would spread the cocoa fiber in your soil, blend it in, and it will cut back your watering by 50%. And what's nice about the koi is it will live and stay active in your soil for a 3-year period.
So you wouldn't suggest just picking out the areas that I want to get rid of and just leaving a few, because it's rather a large perennial garden. So you're saying to take everything out versus just selecting the ones that you want to go away.
I would take all of the iris that are giving you a problem, dig them all out, clean them, take all of the good pieces around the outer edge of the circle, replanting and getting rid of all of the junk.
Okay.
And that way, this fall, it will continue to grow, and in the spring, they'll be more productive. I'm not saying dig up all of your perennials, just the plants that are giving you a problem. Dig them up, get rid of the older shoots, keep the good, healthy stuff, condition the soil, and replant.
Okay.
And the same thing on your daylilies. They, in time, they get tired, just like any other plant. And in the fall, dig them up, clean them. Anything that doesn't look good, that doesn't look productive, throw it away, divide the plants, and you should have a clump that will have between 3 and 5 fans of foliage. You don't want to divide it so that you only have one little shoot. You want a grouping of 3 to 5, spacing about 15 to 18 inches apart, and in 3 years, they'll be solid, they'll be productive. But condition the soil. You know, dig everything out. Get all of the stuff that doesn't look good. Keep only the good, healthy, productive-looking stuff. Everything else, dump it. Put it in your compost.
Right.
But recondition the soil before you replant, and you'll be in great shape.
Thank you. That was a very helpful answer. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Susan. We appreciate it. And if you get a chance, go to my website, paulparent.com, and sign up for our weekly newsletter.
I already get it.
Thank you.
I love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Susan.
Bye-bye.
Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Maureen from Mass with a question about blueberries.
Good morning. Tell me what's happening with your blueberries.
Well, Paul, we had a great crop of blueberries, but the bushes look a little spent, and we're finding that there are some branches that have a lot of brown leaves on them. And I guess basically we're wondering what we should do to kind of help prepare for next year.
Okay. Have you been watering them faithfully?
Yes. And we've mulched them as well, yeah.
And you have mulched them. Oh, great, great. How about feeding? When were they fed last?
I think it would have been probably in the spring.
In the spring. I would feed them again.
And
I would get
them.
I would use Holly Tone.
Mm-hmm.
Blueberries are one of the very, very few plants that will thrive with the more acidic soil. So the more acid the soil, the better your blueberries will grow. If you add lime, your blueberry growth will stop and it will suffer. But if you're getting a yellow leaf here and there, you know, we've had a lot of 80, 90 degree weather. And even this morning at 5 o'clock when I got out, it was 72 degrees in Kennebunk, Maine. And normally we don't get that hot so many days in a row. So it's probably stress.
Now, what we I probably should have mentioned this, is we did have, it looked like evidence of something eating it, and it was a very tiny bug that was extremely small, like a button size on a shirt or smaller as well. And we put orchard spray on.
Okay.
And I'm wondering whether or not we should use something systemic, like a Bayer tree and shrub, just to kind of protect the bushes for next year. What do you recommend?
Okay. Bayer has a brand new product that came out last year, and it is a systemic product for the vegetable garden. And this would be a good time to put it on your blueberries. And that way, if there's any insects on or possibly in one of your stems, it will kill it on contact. Bayer has been working for 12 years on this product. And the way that they designed it is that the insecticide that is systemic will not enter the vegetable or the fruit that you apply to the plant. It will stay in the foliage and in the plant, but will not go inside anything that you eat.
What's the name of that product?
It's Bayer for the vegetable garden.
Oh, okay, that's the name. Okay.
Yes. And it is systemic. And for your blueberries, this would be the time, because you are all done harvesting, and it does take about 3 weeks to get from the ground up. So if you can get it in there now, it will take what's left of August to move up into the top of your plant, and then during September, your total plant is protected. Anything that's inside has been killed, and anything that attacks the foliage will be killed, and it will last for a whole season.
Oh, that's good. Can I ask you one other question on honeysuckle?
Yes.
I have a powdery mildew, so I started to cut off the branches where the leaves are. And I'm wondering, how far back can I cut back this honeysuckle?
Well, the first thing I would do is try and control the powdery mildew. There is a great systemic called Serenade. And Serenade can be used in the vegetable garden, perennials, annuals, lilacs, and it will kill powdery mildew on your plant. Okay? So what you, first thing you need to do is to control the problem. In the fall, make sure that you pay particular attention to that honeysuckle plant. And when all the foliage has come off the plant, remove it. Because if you allow the foliage to sit at the base of the plant, the dormant spores will reinfect the brand new foliage next spring, and you'll have the same problem over and over and over again. So spray the plant with Serenade. If you want to cut it back, I would wait until springtime, but anything that's dead, take it off, fertilize it, and you should be in great shape.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, and you have a great weekend. We appreciate the phone call. Tom, who's up next? Okay. We only have 30 seconds left. So, what I would like you to do is, August, number one month to kill poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and when your Japanese bamboo comes into flower, as soon as you start to see blossoms on your Japanese bamboo, kills all. Clean up. Or the extra strength Roundup. Not the regular Roundup. Extra strength. For kills all.
Welcome to Bugs on Bugs with your host, the world's leading bugologist from the Rescue College of Insect Knowledge, Dr. Bob Boggs. Bob, we've got Mary from Garden City on the line.
Hi, Mary. What's your question?
Hi. The summer's here, and my garden's getting eaten alive.
Your call couldn't be more timely. Japanese and Oriental beetles destroy hundreds of varieties of ornamental plants, along with turf grass, nursery stock, greenhouse crops, and fruit. And right now, they're at their worst.
But I'm exhausted. Plucking these persistent pests off my prized plants has me pooped.
Just set up a rescue Japanese and Oriental beetle trap about 30 feet away from your plants and lure the pesky things away.
A trap? Really?
Really. Rescue traps use the science of attraction to make pest control smarter. The trap uses floral scents along with the beetle's natural sex attractant to lure bugs in. It's like being invited to an all-you-could-eat buffet manned by hotties who want to date you, only to discover you just walked into a trap with no exit.
Scary.
It is, if you're a bug.
Find out more about Rescue's Japanese and Oriental Beetle Trap at www.rescue.com.
I'm Dr. Bob Boggs. Time for me to bug out.
The problem with weeds, you kill one and a new one pops up, which is why you need Roundup Extended Control Weed and Grass Killer plus Weed Preventer. It does two jobs at once. One, kills the weeds you have down to the root. Two, prevents new weeds from growing for up to 4 months. That's right, one application and your weed killing is done for up to 4 months. Roundup Extended Control available in the easy-to-use pump-and-go sprayer with up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. The easier way to kill weeds and keep them away. Prepare to get pumped about killing weeds and take the 5-minute challenge with the Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Just pump it up for up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. Squeezing trigger spray bottles will kill your hands, but the Pump and Go Sprayer will keep you going strong and weeds won't stand a chance. Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Hard on weeds, easy on you.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Has your garden soil had a checkup lately? Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your garden this year, maximize your soil with EM1 from Terraganix. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganix.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. For maximum yields, start with EM1 from Terraganix.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix, life's getting better.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club. Before we go to the phone, I want to give you a tip. I received a note from the Department of Agriculture, and the note said that the tick population for the Northeast, which is New England, New York, Pennsylvania, in that area, New Jersey, the tick population, the second generation, there's a generation in the spring and a generation in the fall, is 2 weeks ahead of schedule. Normally, they don't emerge until September, and they are emerging right now due to the heat and all of the humidity that we have received. And they are recommending that you put something down to control it now. This is also the time to put down step 3 of your lawn care program. I know Jonathan Green, their step 3 has an insect control included in it. So, if you have dogs, if you're spending a lot of time in the backyard and you've had ticks in the past, also the flea population is up, now is the time to put the product down. Once you've applied it, water, if there's no rain in the forecast, to change it from a powder to a liquid. And it's also the time to put down Grub-X to kill the grubs that are forming in your lawn. And again, you need to water to change the product from a powder to a liquid. Okay? So be aware, the tick population is 2 weeks ahead of schedule. And if you have pets that are going in your backyard, treat the backyard now. Water it in. then allow them to go. They'll be fine, but you've got to control it now. Otherwise, you're going to have a real problem. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Ann from Mass with a question about tomatoes.
Good morning, Ann. How can we help you with your tomatoes today?
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good.
I only have 3 tomato plants, but I do have problems. First of all, I'm beginning to get bad-looking leaves near the ground, looking like that blight we had a couple of years ago.
Yes.
They're kind of getting kind of brownish spots on them. And I'm taking them off and throwing them away at somewhere where, not in my compost, and wondering if I should spray with something.
Yes. Get a product called Serenade.
Okay.
Serenade is an all-organic, all-natural fungicide, and it was developed for the tomato industry. It works on vegetables of all types. It will take care of powdery mildew on squashes, on zinnias, on lilacs to get the white leaves on them, and a lot more. But do it. Skip a week and hit it a second time, and it should take care of it. The other thing is, when you water, try not to wet the foliage. With this heat, with this humidity, we are in prime fungus season right now. And the way that I remind myself that it's a bad time for the garden, for fungus problems, go in your kitchen cupboard, take out the salt shaker, shake it in your hand, and you're going to find that the salt gets all plugged up from the shaker due to the humidity. When that happens, that's telling you that your plants are in a steam bath in the sauna, and that's when you get more diseases. So if your salt shaker pours freely, the humidity is gone, less disease problems.
Wonderful. I have another question regarding the same plants.
Okay,
what
is it?
I put rotstop on them about 2 weeks ago. Should I do that again? I don't have any end rot at the moment.
Okay, then usually one application of the rotstop will take care of it, unless you had a serious problem. So if you put it on, everything that's there looks good and healthy, and you only had it on maybe 1 or 2 tomatoes, you should be all set. If it was on more than 1 or 2, then I would give it a second application.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.